Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we tell you what happened at the Cortez household. Heard scratching on the roof. It seemed like the roof, the ceiling, wasn't sure. Maybe thought it was a squirrel running on the roof. And this has been going on for a few weeks. And called my friends at Eco Serve Pest Control, and they referred me to this young man, Andy Lutz, from Wits End Wildlife. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming by. Thanks for saving us at the house. Let you take it from here. What did you find out that was happening at my house?
Well, the first thing I looked at was the attic. There were no signs of any squirrel entry, any evidence like droppings and footprints up there. Once I got up on the roof, I found out exactly what was going on. The soffit above the dormer was ripped open by a raccoon. Squirrels won't do that. They'll usually gnaw a smaller hole, but a raccoon will tear it right up, and that's what happened. Once we determined that, first I wanted to make sure that the raccoon was actually in the house. So we just set up, basically filled the hole in with some plastic to see if it had moved it out or not, and sure enough, it had. Once that was done, I couldn't determine exactly how it had been getting up on the roof, so we set a trap directly on the entry point. Raccoon almost outsmarted us. We got him out at the end. That's all that matters. And then once he was removed, we sealed up the spot so he couldn't get back in, and no other future issue should occur there.
So. You know, obviously, there's millions of questions. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to participate in the program by speaking with Andy this morning, good chance to pick his brain about what might be going on at your house with anything wildlife related. 803-0930. My first question is: my house is almost 35 years old. This is the first time this has ever happened. How come?
Random chance.
Random.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that almost every property I go to. I've lived here for 20 plus years, never had an issue. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Raccoon was on the roof, found the weak point, and decided to move in.
But you say he actually had to physically destroy the soffit to get in it.
Right. Soffits, depending on how they're put together, I mean, if they weren't exactly right, all soffits are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Raccoon is not. It doesn't take much for them to reach their hand underneath and pull it out or push it in just by walking through.
Mm-hmm.
Soffits and dormers are actually one of the most susceptible points on every house, whether it's raccoons, squirrels, or bats, even birds. That's one of the most common issues I deal with are actually soffits and dormers.
Mm. So what is the biggest call for right now?
Right now, we are just getting into what I consider bat season. Once the weather breaks, the bats start coming back into the area, or there's actually two species of bat, one that migrates out for the wintertime, one that stays here. And they're waking up and starting to get active, so we're right now in bat season. Squirrels are a very common issue as well. Most of those have given birth already, and the juveniles are running around. Not really sure what they're doing yet, but they're getting into people's houses, and raccoons as well. They're also having young, getting into attics.
So it sounds like there's nothing I could have done to prevent this.
Not a whole lot, apart from, you know, flashing over your dormers and soffits to begin with, but no one ever thinks of that.
Mm-hmm.
No one thinks they're going to have a raccoon until they do.
Now, with that said, raccoons being a larger animal than bats or squirrels or mice, you know, easier for those animals to infiltrate into an attic. What should a homeowner do to prevent that from happening?
As far as the smaller species?
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's not a whole lot. Looking at any crack, crevice, gap, any weak point, any open hole that you see, reinforcing those before they find them. That's really the only thing you can do.
How small of a hole can a bat get through?
Half inch, quarter inch. My general rule is if I can put my pinky into it, a bat can squeeze through
it. Sure, yeah. Okay, so lots of great subject matter here, folks. If you'd like to participate, as I said, 803-0930. Andy Lutz from Wits End Wildlife, quite an expert in the animal behavior discussion arena. He knows the patterns and methodology of the thinking of these animals, and we got to figure out how you got into a raccoon's head, Andy. How did you know that he used the chimney to climb up because of the vine that was on the chimney?
Yeah, the vine. There was a few vines that had some claw marks. Looking at the rest of the trees that were close to the house, I didn't see that. So that's pretty much the telltale right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's another indicator, is if you have trees close to your house, it's a way for a rodent or an animal to climb up onto the roof.
It's an easy way. It's not the only way, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had another situation on Thursday, I believe, in East Aurora, a raccoon as well. They were actually living. It's a female with babies that are getting into their chimney. But I determined that they were climbing up, or she was climbing up through the corner panel of the vinyl siding,
mm-hmm.
and from there hopping up onto the roof. So it doesn't take a whole lot. They're pretty capable climbers.
Are raccoons jumpers?
They can, but they're apt climbers. That's usually how they get up, is they'll climb right up.
So less likely to leap from a tree, more likely to climb, as you said, a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Where a squirrel, different. They'll
leap, they'll climb. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's not a whole lot to keep squirrels off your house. It's keeping them out from getting in.
Yep. So participate, as I said, in the program right now by picking up the phone and ask your question for Andy this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. Text us at 30930. Email hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website, cortese.net, or pay us a brick-and-mortar visit at 2300 George Urban. The showroom's open today till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Aubrey is standing by to show you all of our products in the Cortese showroom this Saturday till 1 o'clock on George Urban. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Snyder, Main Street in Snyder, the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Main Street, not too far from the 290. And Richard Greco, the branch manager of that Lakeshore branch, is standing by on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Greco.
Good morning, Dominic. I got to be honest, I'm in shock about the raccoon story. I'm going home this afternoon and checking everything around my house.
There you go. Yeah, get that ladder up on that roof and take a good look, because this one got by me. And, he was up there for a couple weeks, I think, coming in and out, using the soffit as a revolving door. We'll talk more about that. But right now we want to talk about the 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit available at Lakeshore Savings Bank with no cost whatsoever. What a great program we've got, Richard.
Yes, that's for sure. Again, just like you said, 3.5% fixed for 12 months, no fees whatsoever. Good rate after that, and as we're still in that time of year, just coming out of winter and this spring, and just what your show was talking about, great time to do things to your home, be it roofs, gutters, windows, whatever the case may be. So come down and see us at Lakeshore and take advantage of this great home equity line of credit, not only the rate, but the product itself.
Exactly. And Lakeshore charging 3.5% fixed for a year on home equity and paying upwards of 2% for checking accounts for not-for-profits. Tell us about that.
Yes, and that's the great thing about not-for-profits. They're trying to earn as much as they can for the good causes that they do. So we have 2% on a savings account for them as long as they open up a checking account with us. And that's, as far as I know, the best rate in town for nonprofits. It's also good for regular business accounts. And we also have that 2% savings along with some great CD rates for our retail customers as well. So we have it all here at Lakeshore Savings.
All right. And I understand you have a question for Andy this Saturday morning, Richard. Go ahead.
A little smaller creature, but we've been hearing a lot about those black carpenter ants.
Mm-hmm.
And, they start to find their way into our homes this time of year. And wondering, besides the typical ant traps that you can get through Raid or whatever and the home defense you spray around your foundation, what else is there that you can do to keep those little guys out of your home?
Well, not so much to keep them out, but keep them controlled, eliminating nests. That's something that I would actually recommend calling a pest control professional, like Dominic mentioned, EcoServe Pest Services out of Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm. The issue with carpenter ants is they're generally drawn to moisture. So there may be some rotted wood. Maybe it's a tree stump. Maybe it's a railroad timber. People use those for landscape edging. If they're rotting out, they're going to draw the carpenter ants. So check your perimeter out for that and see if that might be drawing them, Richard.
Great. Appreciate the advice.
Okay. How about the phone number there at the Snyder branch?
Be glad to. 898-2101, 898-2101. And I just want to wish you, your guests, and all your listeners, Dominic, as always, a great weekend. Looks like a beautiful one out there this time.
Okay, Richard, appreciate your call. For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first. Doobie-doo-dow!
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. You'll fall in love with our new movie seat. Our American-made single or two-person movie seat comes with or without a console and lots of extra power, like power rocking, power lumbar, power recliner, and power headrest. And no matter what your home looks like, we can build a movie seat to match with 700 fabric choices to fit your taste. At the end of the day, our customers say you'll never watch a movie in more comfort than you will in our new movie seat. Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Spring is here. This year, make your first and last stop Scranton's Through Rebuilder Supply and United Materials for that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. Let their passion bring your outdoor vision to life. Add some old world charm to your patio or a contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. They can help create eye-catching walkway and driveway paver designs, fire pits, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, and more. Plus, for patio brick pavers or resilient concrete driveway pavers, United Materials offers residential paving stones in a number of styles, shapes, and tones to personalize and transform your outdoor living spaces. And now, through Memorial Day, take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life. At Scranton's Rebuilders and United Materials, visit Western New York's largest outdoor living display. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Ever say, man, I wish I could afford a new Toyota 4Runner? Time to say, yes, I can. Westher's Spring into Summer Sales event at Westher Toyota can make wishes come true on your favorite Toyota, like a new 2019 Toyota 4Runner SR5 4x4 lease for just $299 a month. $24.99 down payment plus tax, title, registration, and $75 dealer dock fee due at signing. No acquisition fee required. 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over. On approved credit through Ally Bank, not all buyers qualify. Security deposit waived by Ally Bank. Must take delivery by May 31st unless provided by manufacturer. Lessees responsible for all maintenance and excess wear and tear. MSRP is $38,539. Westherd Toyota in Orchard Park and Westherd Toyota in Williamsville are the number one and number two volume Toyota dealers in Buffalo. So come see why it's not just a Toyota, it's a Westherd Toyota. Size claims based on 2018 Buffalo Metro Market new vehicle retail sales reported by TMS. Wishes come true at Westherd.
Welcome to Westherd.
Summer is the best time to buy a furnace. Why do I say that? Well, because you don't need it then, right? Prices hopefully are better. Fall, maybe the good time to buy air conditioning. You kind of get where I'm going here. But guess what, folks? Right now, there's no better time to buy a roof. That's right. Whenever I need a roof done, we call Ava. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while everyone else is waiting for warm weather, if you call Ava right now, you're going to get the same superior service and value without the long wait. Ava's expert foremen are on every job to ensure your roof looks perfect. Ava is fully insured. Let me underline that. Ava is fully insured, and they're insured to do roofing, licensed to work throughout our area, and you'll get a written estimate and a drawing of your project on the spot. And you'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Anatoly or one of his guys will come out and measure your roof up. Go to avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Oh, and by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hammer Time. 10:22 is the time on Hammer Time Radio, 30 years of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning on Channel 2 at 10:30 as we wind our way to the end of Season 2. Season 3 will be back early spring next winter, so we'll be giving you, of course, more updates on the television experience here, part of the Hammer Time broadcast events on radio and television. My guest in studio with me is Andy Lutz from Wits End Wildlife, and we're talking about wildlife creatures. We had a texter send in a message. It says, "I'll tell you from experience, if the bats want to get in, you'll have to block one hole and they'll find another. I gave up when they were going in and out of my ridge vents." What's the answer there, Ann?
Well, it's not the simplest answer. Bats will get into just about any little crack or crevice, but there's a process that I follow that we can 100% evict a colony of bats from a structure. It begins by identifying their primary point of entry, which in this case sounds to be your ridge vents, which is a very common point of entry for bats. Once I identify the primary point of entry, I basically leave it. I begin by sealing the rest of the house first. Any other potential entry point for bats that they could move into easily, whether it's a soffit, a gable vent, pretty much any little crack, crevice, even where like brick house where brick meets fascia board. I've seen colonies get into that all the time. Once we've got the house essentially bat-proofed, that's when I deal with the actual colony on their primary point of entry. I evict them using one-way doors that I hand-make to fit the certain spot that I'm installing them on. Once you have that installed, bats will be on their way out. They'll look for another way in, but they'll be unsuccessful and have to find a new roost.
So. Now, are you sending the problem down the road? Like, does this mean that someone else is going to have a problem?
Not necessarily, no. Most bats will have, they know how to roost naturally. They'll find a dead tree with a loose bark. They'll find roost somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I have had certain circumstances where they will go from house to house. Mm-hmm. It's very rare. I've been doing this for about 7 years, and I know I can remember three cases where I was evicting a colony from house to house, and I knew it was the same colony. They jump across the street, and they go three houses down, and it can be a problem like that, but not normally. So
this time of year, we've been getting a lot of calls of people complaining about woodpeckers. What can you do about them?
Woodpeckers are a protected species. We really can't do a whole lot to remove them from a property. What we can do are use deterrents. I have a lot of success with a physical deterrent that actually works. It's a gel that I apply to the areas where they're currently pecking or trying to get in. It basically it disturbs them. It gives them a burning sensation when it touches them, and they feel that discomfort. After a treatment or a few times of them getting into that stuff, they associate that discomfort with your house and they move on. Another thing you can do to help mitigate woodpecker damage is to treat the areas where they're interested in. Their favorite food is basically carpenter bees. So if you've got a carpenter bee problem, you're likely going to have a woodpecker problem. If you treat the carpenter bees right away, a lot of times that mitigates the potential for woodpecker damage.
Carpenter bees are drawn to certain aromatic woods though too, are they not? Where they want to drill into?
They'll drill into just about anything. But most people will see them in their fascia boards and their decks and porches.
Yeah.
The first sign of those, get on top of it.
To the phones we go, Tonawanda and Robert. Good morning. You're on WBEN with Andy Lutz from Wits End Wildlife.
Good morning. I have a problem every winter here. I go to Florida for the winter. And I have this raccoon who likes to get on my roof in like January, February and start tearing up the shingles. I must have spent $1,000 over the last 3 years getting shingles replaced on my roof. What can I do about this guy?
Well, when they're causing property damage like that, the only thing you really can do is to physically remove that problem animal. It may be multiple raccoons that are the culprits. If it's year after year, it could be different raccoons year after year as well. The best thing in this circumstance would be getting some traps set, removing the problem animals, and making sure that they don't come back.
Okay, I've got one of these have a heart traps that's probably large enough for raccoon. What do you suggest using for bait?
Well, I'd suggest calling a professional nuisance wildlife control officer and having it taken care of properly. Without a license, you're really not supposed to trap nuisance animals.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So a homeowner can't really do this on their own?
Not supposed to.
Oh, really? And the reason for that is because of protecting yourself from injury, right?
That, as well as the animal's well-being. There are certain state and federal laws that we have to abide based on the species that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Okay, so if I wanted to get your help with it, I would call Echo Services?
No, you could call me directly at Wits End Wildlife. You can find my website. It's just witsendwildlife.com. It's spelled W-I-T-Z-E-N-D, wildlife.com.
Got it, Bob?
Very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, I didn't know that. See, you learn something here every day on Hammer Time Radio. You cannot trap raccoons.
Mm-hmm. Not without a license.
And what about squirrels? What about rodents?
Well, rodents, it's a little bit different, but again, with any squirrel, trapping isn't going to solve an issue completely. If there's an entry point, for example, you remove a few squirrels from a property, more squirrels will move in. They're extremely territorial, so you might have a dozen squirrels in the area. You remove three or four more are going to move right back in.
Texter says, has your guest ever come across any raccoons or squirrels named Rocky?
Not yet.
Before we go back to the phones and before the bottom of the hour news break, where in the world is Dean Kroll? Dean's joining us this Saturday morning to give us an update. Where are you, Dino?
Oh, hey, Dominic. Thank you very much. I am over at Quaker Millwork and Lumber in Orchard Park promoting our raffle.
Okay. Let's fill those people in that may be unaware of what's going on. Tell us about it real quick.
Well, absolutely, Dominic. Well, hey, first of all, thank you to your Hammer Time listeners. There has been a tremendous interest in the restoration of the historic Statler Broadway Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our Ford Mustang GT350 raffle with the assistance of the great folks over at Western Automotive Group. As a reminder, our raffle drawing is August 2nd, with the proceeds going to our restoration project located at 512 Broadway, close to Buffalo's downtown business district.
There you go. And the raffle ticket prices are?
One for 10, three for 25, eight for 50, and 20 for 100.
And you drive away
with a gorgeous 526 horsepower Ford Mustang GT350.
It's an amazing prize and an amazing benefit, too, to the cause, Western New York Media Professionals, which is restoring the Broadway Theater on Broadway, not too far from downtown. And Dean continues to keep us up to date on how things are going with his calls and checks in. And today he's at Quaker Millworks. Glad to have you. What's the address there?
The Quaker Millworks is 55 South Davis in Orchard Park.
Okay. Look forward to another check-in and another week coming up ahead. Thanks, Dino.
Thank you very much, Dominic.
All right. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Michael Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning from at 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's the top stories that we're following on this Saturday, May 18th. Buffalo Common Councilman Ulysses Wingo wrote on Facebook that he regrets bringing a gun into Riverside High School on Tuesday. He called his actions unintentional and inadvertent. The district has barred him from appearing on school property or at school functions. Randy Lee, the former assistant general manager of the Ottawa Senators, is being sued again by a Buffalo shuttle bus driver after Lee made lewd comments and inappropriately touched himself. Lee pled guilty to a criminal violation last year after the incident that happened while he was in town for the NHL scouting combine. Buffalo Central Terminal and WBEN are celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Eastside Landmark. The celebration will be on June 22nd with a Gatsby-themed dinner dance. The celebration goes from 6 to 10 p.m. with performances by the Buffalo Dolls, First Ladies Jazz, and Ballroom and Beyond dancers. Potts Catering will provide food, and there's going to be an open bar. Tickets and info over at WBEN.com. Your First Alert forecast for this weekend, all in all, it's going to be pretty nice. A high of 64 today with mostly cloudy skies. Might have a thunderstorm in parts of the area tonight. Low of 57. Tomorrow, the southern tier will see a shower in some areas, but it's going to be very warm on Sunday. It's shorts weather for sure. High of 81 degrees. On Monday, we cool down a little bit. High of 61. In Buffalo right now, it's partly cloudy and 55 degrees. I'm Mike Bangerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of a quality bathroom is a glass enclosure around your shower or bath from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Hey, make sure you check out the Basco line, the shower door of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit them online, twincityglass.com, brick and mortar at Wolitzer Park, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I love toasted cheese. Mom knew just how to make it in the kitchen. If you can melt cheese in your living room, it's time to replace that worn-out AC unit. Buy a high-efficiency furnace and AC package and get two free upgrades, like an air purification system or a humidifier. That's $1,400 saved right there. Offer ends May 31st.
Comfort is always on call. Emerald Heating and Cooling.
It's post time.
It's the 144th Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 18th. Advanced wagering available on Friday, May 17th. Watch, wager, and win on BataviaBets.com, at your local OTB, or area easy bets like Matt's News in Dunkirk or Pages in Depew. Visit WesternOTB.com to find the location near you. You can also wager at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel with over 800 gaming machines and luxury hotel just off Thruway Exit 48 Batavia.
Batavia Downs is more, lots more.
Hey homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals, you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
The outrageous deals continue at Westhurst Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram stores with the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales Event, Jeep Celebration Event, plus the Ram Bigger Things Sales Event, all going on right now.
Wow, guess that's why nobody sells more Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram vehicles in Buffalo than Westhurst.
Yes, it is. And north or south, they have you covered with their three locations, Westhurst Chrysler Jeep and Westhurst Dodge Ram in Orchard Park.
And their newest location, Westhurst Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Lockport.
Get an incredible deal on that new 2019 Ram truck or that new 2019 Jeep
Jeep you really want. Plus, come in and grab your share of $50 million West Her has set aside to buy your trade-in.
$50 million? Wow.
Yep, they really need trade-ins. So for selection, a deal, convenient location, and great money for your trade, West Her has you covered if you want a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram vehicle.
Volume claim based on Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram reported new vehicle sales calendar year 2018. West Her is the place. Don't miss out in May.
You got that right.
Welcome to West Her, New York.
Well, the wet weather has been getting in the way of the wrap-up of my back porch, but I can't wait to tell you folks about what Gorilla is doing at my house. Yeah, they did my garage floor. You know about that, right? And it looks like a showroom floor, like a new car showroom floor, easy to keep clean, easy to sweep down, wash down. Well, I had a problem with my back porch. I had a low spot, and my friends at A1 Concrete, who you just heard their commercial, they came up and leveled that off, and now my buddy Joe Afalo and his team at Gorilla Garage Gear are grinding down the surface and applying a tile pattern epoxy finish to my back porch. I'm going to have a 15-year warranty on my new back porch finish. It looks great. It'll be easy to keep clean and no more water pocket, thanks to my friends at A1. And if you call Joe Afalo now and tell him you want to hear about Dominic's porch, he'll give you a $200 discount for your porch or your garage floor. That's right, a $200 discount just for calling Joe Afalo today from Gorilla Garage Gear and purchasing his services. 715-6927 is the phone number, 715-6927. Visit him online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, 30 years of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Same time, same station, 30 years. Yeah, can you believe it? My guest, Andy Lutz from Wits End Wildlife, and we're having a very interesting discussion about wildlife and the behavior and patterns and damage and destruction that wildlife can do to your home. Participate in the program by giving us a call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. The number is 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call us for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930 or text in at 30930. The difference between trapping for release and trapping lethally depends on the rabies element, correct?
Yep, for the most part. The way state and federal laws work, if we come across a vector for rabies, we're not allowed legally to relocate that animal. Spreading rabies is the main reason for that. That's a pretty big no-no. We try to avoid that whenever possible.
Are there certain species that are more prone
Yes.
to be vectors? Why is that?
Not a huge reason why it's live is the interactions between the species. Some of the more common species that have the virus more frequently include, well, bats, but those are federally protected, so we're not allowed to do anything but evict them. But raccoons, they're one of the more common species that get the virus. Skunks, surprisingly, a lot of people don't realize that, but they're one of the most common vectors for rabies in the area, as well as fox and coyote.
Why do wildlife want to get in to people's homes?
Protection. Right now is a good example. We're in the middle of baby season. Everything is giving birth or has already given birth. What's a better place than an attic to have for a squirrel to have her litter of young or a raccoon to have her litter?
Mm-hmm. Talk about the difference between protected and endangered.
So protected and endangered, well, all endangered species are protected. A good example of this would be birds. I do a lot of work with birds. There are some bird species that are invasive and non-native to our area. Most species are migratory. Those are protected. They're not endangered necessarily, but we can't touch them due to the Migratory Bird Act. If they're a migratory species and they have a nest and they're making a mess of your house, we can't touch them. We have to allow the eggs to hatch, the chicks to fledge. Once they migrate out of the area in the fall, then we can, you know, usually partake in some preventative measures to make sure that they can't re-nest come spring.
What if you see a robin who just hasn't thought through the whole process of putting their nest in a safe spot? What should you do to help that bird?
Nothing. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Let her do her thing. She'll either re-nest in a different location or she may be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But don't don't touch it.
We had two robin's nests at our house this year in addition to the raccoon, so we had quite the collection going on. And we had one nest on the back trellis, four eggs, all hatched, and another that had three on the front windowsill, and it only had one hatch as a result of the three eggs that were laid and only one survived.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that happen? It's just the...
Well, it could be anything. Predation. I mean, something could have gotten the eggs. Occasionally, the adult birds will accidentally kick the eggs out of the nest themselves. A number of things. If it's a low clutch size, a small clutch size, it could be related to resources available mm-hmm. to those birds, the overall health of the
sure.
adult birds. There's a lot of factors that play into that.
Other than what you talked about as far as entry points and identifying what possibly could be an entry point, I mean, in some cases it may be very hard to identify an entry mm-hmm. point, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
If it's a quarter inch thick. What else should a homeowner do to protect themselves from infiltration of any wildlife?
Well, one thing is just keep an eye on it whenever you're out, doing yard work or whatever. Look at your house. A lot of times there'll be evidence behind as far as a possible entry point. There'll be droppings. There'll be staining on the house where, for example, bats are a big thing. We're coming into that season. Most people don't realize they have a bat problem until they see them fly out of the house. But a lot of people will notice odd droppings that are forming at the base of your house and usually directly beneath an entry point. So if you see anything that doesn't seem to belong, it's possible you have an issue.
Now, you mentioned that there's a window of time for bat entrapment and bat control.
Bat exclusion and eviction. We're coming up to the baby season for bats as well. So they are a federally protected species. All bat species are. The process that we do is passive eviction. We have to allow the bats to leave on their own power, but we can kind of force and guide them out. But between the months of June and July, we cannot evict a colony of bats unless we can determine that they are not female bats with young. If we can be 100% certain it's a male colony, we can go through the process. But with females, they usually give birth in early June. The babies take about 2 months to develop. We are not allowed to touch a bat colony if we assume or believe that there are babies there.
Now, how does that trade off on the health risk to the household?
Mm-hmm. That's not good for you, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. The biggest health concern with bats are their droppings. It's called guano. The accumulation of that within your attic, if you're breathing that in, can be pretty harmful for mm-hmm. you. Due to the fact that we can't remove them from your property during those months, the problem's only going to get worse. But once we do remove them, you can remediate those problems by cleaning up and sanitizing once they're gone.
To Barker we go. And Tom, good morning. You're on WBEN. What's your question?
Can you hear me okay?
Certainly.
All right, so I got a couple questions. First of all, I'm sitting in my driveway, and I got bird feed on the ground, and there's these birds that I just noticed they got on their crowns of their head is a black and white stripe. What kind of bird is
a black and white stripe? Could be a couple different birds. That's a migratory bird, though. There's only a few invasive bird species that we can do everything for, but that could be a number of different birds.
Are they causing you any problem, Tom?
No, I just...
You just want to identify what species it is. Andy doesn't have his bird book with him.
Could be a number of different species, though.
What was your other question, Tom? I think we lost him. Okay, call back if you can, Tom. We'll get you right on the air. Let's see, another texter. Do you go to Ellicottville for wildlife problems?
Yep, Ellicottville is within my service area. I actually live just south of Buffalo, and I service all of Buffalo area and down into Ellicottville as well.
You're a one-man show, though.
Yep, that's right.
How do you keep up with all the demand?
Put a lot of time in.
Mm-hmm. At Wits End Wildlife. You can check them out online, witsendwildlife.com. And we'll give your phone number out, too, before the end of the show. So folks, get ready to write down Andy's phone number for your wildlife control. Now, what is the smallest you'll deal with?
The smallest as far as the species?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you think of small. Entry point-wise, definitely bats.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't go any smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
Mice, rats, that sort of thing usually falls under what's considered pest control, and I
right.
refer that out.
Right.
My time's better spent dealing with raccoons and squirrels
sure.
and skunks and stuff.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, what's the largest?
The largest, if you're looking at mass, beaver, coyote, those are the two biggest species that we can handle under the New York State licensing.
Now, with coyote, it would be more of a threat, public safety threat kind of issue. Wouldn't the police get involved at that point?
Not so much. The only time they're really going to get involved if it's showing signs of rabies.
Mm-hmm.
coyotes are really not a huge threat for people. Most people see them and they are frightened by them, but they're not really going to go out of their way to attack anyone or pets or anything. Their primary food sources are actually rodents. They'll eat mice and voles and moles and such.
What about chickens and
they will in certain circumstances, but usually with the way I see coyotes is if something's going to put up a fight, they're going to find an easier meal. So just if you see them, leave them be, let them do their thing, and they'll leave you be.
Okay. Andy Lutz, my guest in studio, taking your questions about wildlife control this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're talking about getting rid of wildlife out of your home, and another thing you need to get rid of is all the dust, dirt, and gunk that's collected deep down in your ductwork. It is spring cleaning time, and if you ever moved your refrigerator and checked out what's underneath it, yeah, you might be somewhat disgusted at what you'll see. If you took the time to look into your ductwork, you'd see that same disgusting gunk that's collected all winter long. And now that we're headed into AC season tomorrow, 80 degrees, huh? How do you like that? It's time to think about breathing clean indoor air all summer long, too. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. I had to chuckle because everything he's mentioned, we've pulled out of ductwork except for a beaver and a coyote. Right? Truth be told. But we've gotten, as large as salmon, iguana, pets like that.
Salmon really swimming upriver on that one.
Totally, yes. I mean, the reality is that you just don't want to be breathing that type stuff. Whether it's just a bat, I mean, bats are really common in the ductwork. So we're not bound by all the regulations because most of the stuff we're pulling out is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be breathing that.
And that's right.
When we clean 95 to 99% of all that contamination out of your ductwork, people get healthy. They stop using inhalers.
I was just telling Andy, Peter, that someone told me this week they had a skunk fall down their chimney and get trapped in their phlegm of their furnace.
Yeah.
And when they finally got it apart to get the skunk out, it was still alive. So guess what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not what we sanitize with, of course. Natural Canberra. That's all natural, but that's rough stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? We're great at getting odors out.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning. What's the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount going to be for this week?
Well, it's an extra special day because we're welcoming on now, after a month of training, Zachary Lubi. We call him Zach. And he's there with Lori, so they're going to be taking your calls.
Okay.
And
what's the discount going to be?
The deal, yeah. So we're going to go. You got to ask. We're minimum of $51 off for a first-time caller. But I'm reaching out to those people that we know you're out there. They've been procrastinating, and as you said, your AC is going to kick on tomorrow. So we have a couple of spots open next week. So if you book for those, you'll get the preferred customer, which is the same as the military, law enforcement, first responder. So the top-tier discount contractor. So today is a great day to call in.
And, Peter, we can't let you go this Saturday morning without mentioning what you and I set up at my house last Saturday.
Of course not. Yeah, I know. Thank you. And so, yes, the high-capacity dehumidifier, when we plug that in, your old Chinese fire starter, that's what it
is. That's what it was.
Just during 40% humidity, we plugged in the new unit, and it was showing like 54%. And then we went out to dinner, and we came back, and voila.
Yep.
It was down. So the other thing about the standard big box units, they lie. the humidistat is not correct there.
Well, there you go. The Chinese technology. 683-3000. You heard Peter. You're getting a special discount if you call right now. Tell him you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you're like me,
And in some ways, I kind of hope you're not. You've been planning out your garden, figuring out your patio plants, pondering your fairy garden. You're going to love visiting Mishler's and perusing their aisles of annuals and perennials, all grown in the Mishler's greenhouses and tended to with that special Mishler's touch. You want to see what's new? Mishler's native plants are drought tolerant and will bloom all summer. Want to attract pollinators like bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies? Mishler's has an amazing selection that'll do just that. Mishler's hanging baskets and container gardens deliver patio perfection. Pick out a container garden or have one custom designed, all grown in Mishler's 20,000 square foot greenhouse. From seed to sunlight, each plant grown and tested for our climate with tender, loving care. Visit the garden shop at Mishler's for their new mix and match succulent section, over 100 varieties. And while you're there, see their newest fairy figurines and fairy garden starter kits in the fairy nook. I spend a lot of time there. Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses, South Forest between Maine and Worley in Williamsville. I have fun with them. Tell them Bowerly sent you to Mishler's.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Spring is here. This year, make your first and last stop Scranton's Three Builder Supply and United Materials for that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. Let their passion bring your outdoor vision to life. Add some old world charm to your patio or a contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. They can help create eye-catching walkway and driveway paver designs, fire pits, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, and more. Plus, for patio brick pavers or resilient concrete driveway pavers, United Materials offers residential paving stones in a number of styles, shapes, and tones to personalize and transform your outdoor living spaces. And now through Memorial Day, take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life. At Scranton's Three Builders and United Materials, visit Western New York's largest outdoor living display. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
59 years ago, the cost of carpet was $2.22 a square foot, and there was no such thing as stain-free carpet. 59 years ago, a store named Kenny Carpets was born.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Kenny Carpets, Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store, is celebrating 59 years of beautifying homes. Since 1960, one floor at a time, Kenny has been serving our community by offering a second-to-none selection of carpets and floors at lower prices than any outlet, any home center, or any big box store. Chances are your flooring, your neighbor's flooring, and their neighbor's flooring was installed by Kenny. You don't get to celebrate a 59th anniversary unless you're that good. Well, for carpets and floors, Kenny is that good. That carpet you paid $2.22 a square foot for 59 years ago is still $2.22. And stain-free carpet has finally arrived. Come celebrate the 59th anniversary of Kenny Carpets and Floors.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Speed is critical when it comes to stroke care. Hi, this is Kevin O'Connell for Catholic Health. We have four designated stroke centers surrounding the region, with specialized teams and new technology that bring the power of our Advanced Comprehensive Stroke Center at Mercy Hospital to our entire stroke care network. Because the sooner you get help, the better. Catholic Health, the right way to care.
If you're looking at that rusty AC unit next to the house and worrying that you're not going to be ready for the summer heat, well, let Roy's take the worry away with their $69 AC tune-up. Go to JustCallRoy's.com to schedule your summer AC tune-up or update your AC with a complete American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Plus, get $350 off a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Get your home AC ready with a $69 AC tune-up from Roy's. Go to JustCallRoy's.com.
10:54 is the time here on WBEN. My guest, Andy Lutz from Woods End Wildlife. Give your phone number out, Andy, real quick.
Yep, it's 716-982-3777.
Okay, so write that down if you have a rodent, a wildlife containment problem. Lots of people calling in now, and we want to try to get to everybody. But before we do that, tell us the worst bat story you ever came across.
Well, I've had a couple bad ones, but the most recent one was actually last year this time. I had a situation in Pendleton where I estimate that they probably had around 1,000 bats within the structure of their home. I opened up the front door, and I could immediately smell their feces.
Wow.
It was that bad. They said that they could hear them crawling up the sides of the walls every evening, and they could count over 100 within a minute. I successfully evicted them. The colony of bats was relocated. You know, they moved out, but the real issue was the cleanup. the guano, the droppings that had accumulated within the structure, I recommended that they basically demolish the interior of their house to get into that the Gosh. Wall voids, and they
so
did.
So it was actually in the stud cavities.
Oh yeah, it was.
Wasn't
packed.
Just the attic.
Nope, it was through the vaulted ceiling all the way down to the first floor.
Oh my God! And that wasn't covered by any insurance.
Nope, it was a pre-existing problem after they. Previous to when they bought the house.
And what's a homeowner to do if you don't fix it? You have no value to be able to sell, so you've
gotta,
pretty much had it going in the pocket to
yep.
I wonder even how they would even finance that that repair.
No idea.
To the phones we go. Amherst and Greg, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning. My question has to do with bats that fly into windmill blades, and apparently they're not protected.
As far as the windmills were placed in the wrong place. they're probably into. Oh, or are you talking about a residential windmill?
No, these are industrial
yep.
windmills proposed along in New York State. The bats
right.
fly into the windmill blades, and
it's not just bats that fly into
yep,
windmill
there's
blades.
There's birds and everything and else. Now they are doing studies as far as how they can help mitigate that. A lot of that is that they're just in their flight patterns. Poor placement.
Yeah. So are there flight patterns like, you know, like planes fly in certain direct lines?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, everyone has seen bats. They fly erratically.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they always find their way back. They pretty much know exactly where they're going.
Okay. We have a texter who writes, what about groundhogs?
Yep. Groundhogs are something I handle here. I see she texts that she had one. Now she has babies. It says here she pays for an exterminating service. Would they fall under her policy? Not likely. Groundhogs or woodchucks are something that I handle pretty much on a daily basis. They do fall under what's considered nuisance wildlife, and most pest control companies or exterminators, if they don't carry a license for that, they won't be able to handle that.
So when you're talking about the bat situation that you described, none of this is covered by homeowners insurance, not including the repair
right.
to stop them from coming in.
Yep, and that circumstance was kind of special. No homeowners will ever cover what I do, the repair and the eviction of the colony. In some circumstances, depending on who your carrier is, they will cover the cleanup or attic remediation, removal of insulation, sanitizing, and then reinsulating. But not every time. But usually bats and raccoons, as far as the cleanup is concerned, those are really the only two species that they'll have any.
You may not know the answer to this, but how is it any different than, say, a tree falling on your roof and the damage that's ensued from that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't see a difference, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But they do.
Okay. Our next stop is Amherst. And Jim, good morning. You're next.
Morning. You got a carpenter bee problem.
Okay.
Or some exposed rafters on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the small little holes that they bore in there. What do you, mm-hmm. you recommend for that?
Well, carpenter bees, the biggest issue you have with them is the damage they cause, but also can lead to woodpecker issues. Bees and most every insect fall under what's considered pest control. For those, I mean, there are treatments you can do to help eliminate them. But I would, again, recommend calling EcoServe Pest Services. Is a good company out of Orchard Park that deals with all sorts of insects, including carpenter bees.
Yeah. They come to my house twice a year and spray for yellow jackets and also spiders. And they do a good job at helping keep those at bay. I'm allergic to yellow jackets, so I have to make sure I get that spray every year. So I would recommend them very highly. Andy, thank you. My gosh, we've learned a lot from you today. Again, it's witsendwildlife.com. Witz, spelled WITZ wildlife. Andy Lutz, he's an expert in the subject, and call him for anything that you need to get rid of around your house that is wildlife related. Again, give us the phone number again.
It's 716-982-3777.
Okay, check out Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning on Channel 2 at 10:30. And remember, the Cortese Showroom is open till 1 o'clock this afternoon on George Urban. So stop in, 2300 George Urban Boulevard today. Thank you to Frank for filling in for Jerry, and of course, Jason for taking your calls. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.